We bring in Eric Cagle as we continue our century of Tallahassee High School football. You remember him, obviously, a great all-state player for the Tigers on the football field, a state championship wrestler a couple of times as well. Eric, appreciate you joining us here as we commemorate a century of football.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you're not only a former player, but a former coach. Now, I want to, before we get into the history of your playing days as well as coaching, tell people what you're doing now. You're now a fishing guide. So tell us about what you're doing these days.
Yeah, I've I had an appliance repair business there in town, and you know, my brother and dad owned Friendly Furniture there for a long time. And my appliance business, I ran it for about 8 years, and I just actually closed it about 8 months ago. I had another little business, C&M Guide Service. I've been guiding fishing trips, crappie fishing trips, for a pretty good while now, and it kind of got pretty big, and you know, I had to kind of make a decision of which one I wanted to do, and to me it wasn't a very hard decision. So yeah, I'm guiding fishing trips and coming over to Mississippi guiding in the summer, and of course I'm guiding right there locally you know, the rest of the year.
Well, we know all-state football status, as I mentioned, state championship wrestler. What's your specialty? Is it you're a better fisherman? Were you a better football player or wrestler? What's the top of the list? I got to know.
That'd be a tough one. You'd have to ask all my buddies that one. I don't know if I can answer that one.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Let's go back to when you played football. As we're talking mainly about that, and we'll kind of cross over to some of the wrestling stuff too, because some of your coaches were in both. But you know, go back to 1998. You started playing varsity football. You were not only just on the team; you were a starter as a ninth grader. We don't see that very much. Talk about your breaking in at the high school level as just a freshman.
Man, when Coach Rose first came in, I was a freshman, and they pulled me up off of the junior high school there. I think Coach Dean was our coach down there. And I came up, and, you know, as a freshman, only played on defense. I played, you know, a little offensive line, but Coach Rose had me at nose guard, and me and Dan Williams kind of anchored that defensive front, you know, the whole time we were there. But as a freshman, you know, like I said, I started at nose guard for Coach Rose. And, it was eye-opening, I can tell you that. You know, throughout the 2 years that he was there, I've never been in better physical condition, and anybody that was on, you know, those teams can tell you the same thing. And you know, I went to into the Air Guard right after high school there, and when I got to basic training, you know, after going through Coach Rose's workouts and being on those teams those 2 years, I mean, I can honestly say it was a cakewalk. We were in, you know, that's why Coach Rose is so successful everywhere he's been, and that's a big part of it. And Derek and, you know, all those guys can tell you the same thing, is, you know, his strength and conditioning has always been there. But, man, the running aspect of his program in the summer, I mean, he'll run you to death, but it ends up paying off in the season, because you're just in such good condition that you know, you just outwork those guys. But that's one thing I remember about him is the summer workouts and how much we ran and how great a shape we were in.
You know, we talked to a lot of people about the 99 season, and you were on that team, the team that went all the way to the semifinals, had a perfect regular season. We'd never had a 10-win season before. We'd never played 10 games, you know, in the O'Brien era, so it was the first 10-0. And then all the way to the semis, I mean, there's a lot of ways to sum it up. What was it like for you being around that and being a part of it?
Man, you know, there's a lot of words I could say. It was just a fun season. You know, the season was the reward. We already paid, and Coach Rose tell you the same, but we already paid the price for that season well before it got there. You know, I've talked to Jared Blair about this several times, and you know, all those guys that were on that team, you know, to this day, what was it, 20 years later probably?
Yep.
You know, to this day, when I see those guys out in town, I just have a different respect for them. But, you know, because I know what we all went through, and I know what it took to be on that team. And, you know, I don't know exactly how many. I think we had 32 or 34 guys, you know, there at the end. And that was for good reason. Yeah. I can tell you that wasn't a mistake. That was because only 32 or 34 of us made it, could go through that. And, you know, it was tough. But, you know, at the end of the day, it just went to show me, and I know the rest of us, that, you know, when you work hard for something, it does pay off most of the time. And you appreciate it more when you work hard for it. And I think that's what that season to me was about, is, you know, I appreciated, you know, the winning that came along with that hard work. And, you know, that's kind of what it meant to me.
You mentioned Coach Jones. He took over the program the next year. So your final 2 years were under Coach Jones. About a 500 team the next two seasons, did make the playoffs the last year. Your last game was a tough one, I know, at UMS, right? But what stands out among those few seasons for you?
Michael, I wish you wouldn't bring that UMS right game up.
Yes, I know.
You know, Coach Jones, he did a good job. I mean, you know, the old saying that you can't make a chicken salad without chicken.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you just can't. And then we didn't, you know, after Derek and all, you know, a lot of our skill guys left, he had a lot of injuries. Boot Peters, you know, got hurt there. Rick Clayton got hurt. I mean, we were down to fourth and fifth string quarterback. I think we had a freshman step in there. Ryan Peaton stepped in there as a freshman and with no experience, and tried to get us, you know, get us through. But you know, those guys did a good job, and you know, I really enjoyed, you know, my last 2 years there. The only thing I wish I could get back was that loss to Realtown. I'm kidding. But no, we had a good 2 years, you know, there at the end. But of course, not as special as that sophomore year with that kind of season. But you know, any time that you can hang out with buddy with all your buddies and play a sport and have a good time, it's, you know, it's always a good time. But I enjoyed all 4 years, but that was definitely a special season, my 10th grade year there.
You talk about Coach Jones, and Coach Mask was on board at that point too, and you worked with both those guys. Your wrestling career was as good as it comes. You had two state championships. 1 year, you came up just short, and I know there was some controversy. We were talking with Jared about that, Coach Jones, and he said, you know, you definitely could have won it that year. And he ran into the father of, I guess it was his son that was wrestling just recently, and he brought your name up. So I'm sure you guys had some fun with that.
Yeah, Harold Wisdom was the guy's name. He was Deschler's start middle linebacker, and he was a senior when I was a sophomore, and I only wrestled for 3 years. My sophomore year, I met Harold in the semifinals at state, and we went into double overtime, and, you know, the first takedown win then. And I ended up getting a takedown on him, and I, you know, jumped up. Everybody's happy that I won. And they teched me because when I got behind him, my thumb got caught in the guy's singlet. And they teched me and actually gave him a point. So I lost the match, and you know, it was disappointing. But I came back the next 2 years and got it done. So you know, I wasn't too disappointed about it. But yeah, could have been a three time, but you know how that goes. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Can you get over the loss, or do you think about the win? You know, something that you always hear about that with somebody had a possibility at a championship, whether, no matter what the sport, that you dwell on that sometimes more than you think about the successes.
Man, I mean, you know, and then we teach our kids the same thing. And I've heard Mark Rowe say it 20 years ago, and I've heard Mike Battle say it for the last 8 years. Is you know, next play. We're worried about the next play.
Yep.
And that's always been my mindset. You know, you can get a good scolding and a good talking to, you know, but it's on to the next play. And I mean, I think that's how I've always been. And I think that's how you got to be is, you know, worry about what's coming next.
Well, that's a good philosophy to keep.
You know, I don't dwell on it.
No doubt. You were All-State. I mentioned that as an offensive lineman your senior year in football. And actually, you are a defensive line selection, honorable mention, with the Birmingham News. So they recognize you on both sides of the football. You bet on offense or defense? What do you think?
I like playing defense a little better. I enjoy both, but I think I enjoy playing defense a little better than I did the offensive line.
Well, you did get to carry over into college. You played at Huntington. Talk about that experience.
You know, that's kind of a funny deal there, too, because, as I said, right out of high school, I went into the Air Guard and I was gone. And I actually went to work for a year there. And then I went to Huntington. But when I got to Huntington and started playing ball down there my second year, guess who came in to be the DB's coach there?
Yeah, Derek Ansley.
One Derek Ansley.
Yep.
So I was, you know, came out of playing with Derek, being teammates with Derek in high school, as to, you know, him graduating from Troy and being a coach down at Huntington. So, you know, it was kind of a funny deal. And, you know, Derek will tell you, you know, the first time he came in, I said, now, look, don't think you're going to tell me what to do.
Not a former player, no, or teammate.
But no, Derek's always been, you know, like I said earlier, you know, all those guys on that team, and you know, a lot of them don't get mentioned, but you know, you had Jerry Blair, Brad Peters, Ron Griffith, you know, Justin Williams, Derek Ansley, Cody Goodman, Boot Peters, Brick Clay. I mean, there was just a Ryan Johnson. I mean, there was a Jess Thornton. I mean, I could name, you know, all 30 of them if I thought about it, but you know, that whole group was just a hard nosed bunch of guys, and you know, you couldn't. If I had to go to war, I think I'd call all 30 of them, and they'd be my first choice to this day. You know, and just a great, great group of guys there, Derek included, you know, with us. But Derek's always been one of my favorite guys, and, you know, I talk to him about once a month still, and, you know, especially during football season, he calls to check on how everything's going up here in Tallahassee still. So, he's a great guy, and I still enjoy talking to him to this day.
No doubt. You got to coach just like Derek yourself. You came back to your old school here in Tallahassee, and you put about a decade's worth of work in. Talk about the time, and that you've been with some different administrations over that period as well.
Yeah, you know, when I got back from the desert in 08, when I graduated at Huntington, the guard sent me to the desert. When I got back, I believe it was in 08, that's when Rodney Dollar was there. And I had seen Coach Waters in town and went and met with Coach Dollar, and he asked me to come out and help with the defense. And that's kind of how that got started. And, you know, I guess the rest is history. But I want to say I was with Dollar for 2 years. Then I coached with Coach Jones for 1 year. Coach Jones was the interim head coach there for a year again. And then, of course, Coach Battles came in. And I think I've been, I want to say seven with Coach Battles now, Michael. It doesn't seem like it, but I want to say 7 years. So I think I said earlier 10, but I think if this would have been my 11th year if I would have coached this year. So, yeah, I put 10 years in there. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I've enjoyed working with you know, what's crazy is, you know, even last year I coached a girl's son that went to school with me, that graduated with me. So you know, it's you know you're getting old when that happens. And you know, Michael, if I'm getting old, I can't tell you what that means for you.
Oh, you had to say it, didn't you? I know it's true. You don't have to remind me, but because I remember I called those games when you were a high school player yourself back in 99. It was our first season back here, and it was quite a season. We appreciate what you've done with the program in many ways, and not just on the football side, but it's always good to catch up with you, and maybe we'll go fishing sometime next time you're around.
Man, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Eric Cagle, one of Tallahassee's all-time greats, as we continue a century of Tallahassee High School football.